We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the Imam who, of course, is from the household of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So we find that one of the very amazing and miraculous things about the divinely appointed Imams is that they all spoke the languages of the world. And of course, this was something that was really amazing at that time, because many of the languages that they spoke were languages from far away. And so because these were languages from far away, very few people other than the native speakers of those languages would be able to speak those languages. You know, this is an era over 1,000 years ago. And so in that context, you realize that, you know, interaction between peoples of different languages and different geographical areas, which was much more difficult at that time. And so being able to know languages from places far away was even more difficult, and that's what made it so miraculous for these Imams to be speaking these languages, and that too with complete fluency, like they were the natives of that area. So one of the languages that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have been perfect in, as if he was a native speaker, is Farsi, Persian. And so one of his companions, Abu Basir, he narrates that one day I was with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam when a man from Khurasan was talking with him in a language that I could not understand. Later on, I found out the language in which Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam spoke with that man was Farsi. It was Persian. And then he says that at another time, a number of people came from the city of Khurasan, and the Imam alayhi salam addressed them saying in Arabic, "If one collects money protecting it, Allah the Exalted will punish them to the same extent." So the people from Khurasan, they said that we do not understand what you are saying. And in Farsi, they told Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, "We do not understand Arabic." And so then Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the public setting, he repeated the same phrase in Farsi to these people that had come from Khurasan. And so Abu Basir says that we saw all of this and we were amazed that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam was able to speak in Farsi and Persian so very fluently. And so again, this is just one of those signs that the Almighty Allah has blessed the divinely appointed Imams with, that they are able to speak all the languages of the world. This is Dialogue, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Somebody asked our sixth imam about the Surah Fatiha, and then he says, "Is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim part of it?" And Imam says, "Na'am, hiya afdaluhunna." In the whole Surah Al-Hamd, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the best ayat there. And so then you look at the Muslims. There is a whole discussion about it, whether, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is part of the surah or not. Interestingly, all the Qurans published, even in Medina, you will see in Surah Al-Hamd, it's counted as one ayah. But in all other surahs, other than the ninth surah, you know, the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is there, but doesn't have a number there. And so that's another issue. And so in namaz, what do you do? All Muslims in the first and the second rakat recite Surah Al-Fatiha. They are not even sure. Do I recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or I don't recite? Some of them say you should recite. Some of them say no, it is to be omitted. And that's why you see Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There's no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim there. And then there is one opinion, no, you have to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim for the first surah, but you do it silently. So the whole surah you will recite loudly in Maghrib, in Isha, but Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you will do it silently. What was this? And this is where I bring it to this issue. That they will go to Ali, ask his opinion, and do the opposite.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.